The most important thing that we found was that we are overusing groundwater in a number of different regions that are important for growing food. And those are mostly in North America and the Western United States, and in Asia, in Iran, China, and India. And we found that in those areas, up to 2 billion people live in these regions where groundwater is being overused.
And what are the implications of this?
So the implications is that we're overdrawing our groundwater bank account. You can think about people putting in the natural precipitation is like a deposit into the bank account. And what we're doing is consistently overdrawing that bank account, putting us into what can be called a groundwater debt or groundwater depletion. So the water tables are lowering, and this causes greater costs for pumping, but it also affects how much water is available in rivers, and this affects ecosystems and how much food is or how much water is available for growing food as well.
Does this coincide with, you know, the growth in population as well, like just more people and more needs?
Yes, it's definitely driven by water use for irrigation, and the water, how much water is needed for irrigation, is driven by how much food needs to be produced for the world to sustain the population, as well as different types of food diets. So some diets that are really rich in meat consumption are very water intensive. So the simplest thing that consumers can do to decrease their water use on a daily basis is to eat less or no meat.
Was this the first time anyone had really studied groundwater levels and supply and demand? And
so this problem was known locally for a number of aquifers, and it had been studied over the world by a few different people. Those different studies never incorporated the water needed to supply water to rivers and ecosystems. So that was a unique contribution that our study made.
What's the scale of this? How much water are we talking about? And if you're saying that you've got 2 billion people relying, that drawing on groundwater every day, how much of it is there? And can it sustain the population even right now?
So it's a really good question. We actually don't know how much groundwater is around the world. Many of the aquifers around the world, we don't know how much water is in them. So we don't know how long that aquifer will be able to be sustained at its current level of use. So even though we know it's being depleted, we don't know how long it will last.
Because I'm trying to understand how you even measure something that's underground.
It's both measure and how we visualize it. Since it's basically a invisible resource, it's very difficult for humans who like to visualize things, and it's hard for us to prioritize something we can't see. So it's often hard for us to remember that groundwater is really important. And you're right, it's also really hard to measure. So we have a difficulty in measuring, for example, how quickly water goes into aquifers. But we can measure what's called the water table. So this is the depth that the groundwater is beneath the surface. And we can see that in a number of regions, that is going down. And that's a sign that we're using too much groundwater in that region.
And those regions are North America and Asia, or they're elsewhere?
The regions where it's most acute as a problem is in the United States. The two big areas are the Central Valley in California and the High Plains or Ogallala Aquifer, which is in Texas, Kansas, and Nebraska. And then overseas, there's significant groundwater depletion problems in Iran, India, Pakistan, China, and Saudi Arabia.
And what are the remedies? I mean, you mentioned changing diet or eating less meat. It would be a very effective one. But what else might be done?
So there's a whole variety of different measures that can be taken, from limiting groundwater use in some areas to changing how and when we irrigate crops. so maybe shifting towards more crops that are fed by rain rather than irrigated with groundwater or surface water, and being more efficient about how we irrigate are kind of really key ways that we can shift and change. And also just how value water and groundwater specifically. We undervalue water in our society. We take it for granted, and if we can shift that and people will realize what a critical resource it really is, that could shift how it's governed and managed in the world.